If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We just heard audio from Marcus Satterfield yesterday talking about Dylan Raiola being a freaking surgeon on the football field on Saturday. We're joined now by Husker Lion Sean Callahan. Sean, would you agree with the assessment that Raiola looked like a, quote, freaking surgeon against UTEP, Sean?
I'll say for a true freshman making his first start in that moment on that stage, you just don't see a performance like that from a guy. And I don't care who the opponent is. To go out there, execute it, the situation of the two-minute drill, 11 for 17 on third downs, which is one of the top five third-down conversion marks now in the country as a team. He did the things that win football games later on in the year, and already, you know, the way he manages the team and the respect he has, he doesn't feel like a freshman. So, yeah, I think everybody had an expectation. But what he showed in that game on Saturday, really, I think it was even more than what the expectation was.
How much credit, loaded question, Sean, do you give the offensive line?
Yeah, the offensive line was solid for Nebraska up front. You know, the tackles gave up, I believe, 2 quarterback hurries on the game. No sacks. The sack that was given up was charged to kind of a miscommunication on a play, and it wasn't given to the offensive line. So for their first time out, I don't think you could be real critical at all. I mean, the grades on Pro Football Focus across the board were solid. Everybody was kind of in that 65 to 80 range, which, you know, they haven't had that type of score in a while as a group. So Donovan Raiola too has done a very good job of just getting this group better. Micah Mazuka has been a great addition. Ben Hart continues his improvement. Corcoran had a solid outing. Ben Scott looks like he's poised as well. And then Justin Evans, I thought, had a really solid day.
It's interesting, Sean. Bryce Ben Hart graded high once again. Do we just take him for granted now?
Well, he's a 6-year senior.
Yeah.
And he was highly recruited, too. I mean, he played in the All-American Bowl in San Antonio. It wasn't like he was just some 3-star developmental project or 2-star developmental guy that came here. I mean, he was highly regarded. I think for him it was more mental and development. And I feel like he's been developed. He was thrown on the field so quickly in his career that, you know, it just you know, he had some ups and downs. being on the field as a starter, as a redshirt freshman at that position is not easy. And I think we've seen him settle in, mature, and that talent that he came to Nebraska with, you're starting to see him play just consistently every week.
Sean Callahan joins us. Sean, it was Ramir Johnson got the first carry of the game, but it was Dante Dowdell the rest of that first drive. How surprised were you to see him basically get most of the carries on the opening drive of the game?
Yeah, if you would have told me, guys, in the spring or even the start of camp that Dowdell would have probably flashed and looked the best of the four, I think that would have been a surprise. I know in the spring, you know, he was a ways back and it was learning and adjusting, to life at Nebraska, but give him credit. He has really turned the corner. He's big, he's physical, he's explosive. And in terms of, you know, recruiting, he was the highest regarded of that group. Oregon, he could have gone about anywhere he wanted. He went to Oregon, found himself in a crowded room there where he wasn't going to get on the field. And he played limitedly as a true freshman last year and saw an opportunity here. That's why he came to Nebraska. I remember talking to his stepfather, Laura Topkins, about that. You know, they looked at the situation, you know, that there was a great opportunity for a guy to come in there. And that's, they zoned in on Nebraska. They thought Nebraska was the place that, you know, gave him a great chance to play in a big time offense that was going to run the football with a quarterback now like Raiola.
Sean, you brought up something. I'm going to zoom out. I'm zooming out, Jake, Bill, to this something you brought up yesterday that was really interesting to me. The possibility, and we do this on this show a lot, a field storming possibility Saturday night. Mm. A field storming possibility. If Nebraska wins this game, do the students come out of the stands?
Yeah, it's definitely caused some debate on our shows and our message boards. There's a lot of comments and opinions on it that go both ways. Mm-hmm. And here's my thing. People are like, oh, act like you've been there before. A lot of these younger fans, the students, they haven't been there before, guys.
Oh, they have.
They've never freaking experienced anything good with Nebraska football. If the students want to do something to have fun, to enjoy the night, let them do it. I mean, Colorado did it the last two times they've beaten Nebraska. It could be the last time these two teams play. You get an older Nebraska fans like, we're a blue blood program, we're above doing that. Well, Nebraska has the longest bowless streak in the country. I mean, I wouldn't be upset at all if the students wanted to do something and have fun like that. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be a magical night. One of the best nights we've seen in that stadium in a long time. One of the more anticipated games. You can see that on the ticket market. You can see that on the views on the shows we're doing right now. There is so much anticipation right now for this weekend. And these students, you know, to give them a game like this, it's going to be fun.
Does the field storm feel weird when you're a 7-point favorite, though, Sean, as Nebraska is for Saturday?
It's a therapeutic field storm,
okay.
Jake.
Okay.
It's not about
All right. We
beat Kansas in basketball or Purdue. This is a therapeutic freaking field storm if it happens. Like, hey,
why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's KundryMD.com/energy.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic, but today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
We've kind of broken down the dam. Nebraska hasn't won this type of Power 5 non-conference game since the 2016 Oregon game. They have lost every single one of the Power 5 non-con games. So it just have fun. It's a rivalry. It's a war. It's a battle of two bordering states, one that has literally put their middle fingers in Nebraskans' face every time for the last 6 years. Have some fun with it. I don't care.
It was ugly. It was ugly out there. You're right. It was ugly at Colorado. God, I know. I'm not going to say it on air again, the stuff I saw, but it was ugly. Hey, Sean, why would it have to be can't just people in general storm the field? It doesn't have to be just students, right?
Well, the students generally lead it.
What if a 50-year-old wants to head out?
We're going to get pulled over by Troy Dannon and say, guys, you've made my life a living hell if this thing goes down, because I got to be ready for it.
I think it's hard to get on the field at the Memorial Stadium for the students, right?
You got to jump a fence.
20-foot jump, I think. It's pretty far jump.
There's a stairway.
Yeah. I don't know. I could do it, but 20 foot's a little bit. That's a little bit.
Well, Sean, maybe we'll see you on the field after the game for the field storm. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for the time, Sean.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
North Carolina, Sean Callahan. It's big on the field storm, man. That sounds like an FSP. Maybe they'll make Bills FSPs on Friday. I don't want to break that into that. But
you've kind of been doing my show for me this week anyway, Jake, so I'm fine with that.
I'm not going to do any more FSPs.
He's alluding to head scratchers.
Head scratchers that Jake's doing on his own now. So I'm not part of that anymore.
I'm letting you go back to those.
That's okay. I think part of it on field storming always, I think it also comes down to the vibe of the game. If Nebraska's up 28 in the fourth quarter, then it's not. Something a little dramatic at the end, a little bit of a, all of a sudden a late turnover, get the ball, we're sealing things up, or you drive down and score something, make it a little bit more dramatic. I think that you don't see a field storming very much where there's a major upset and the final score was 42-6.
Right.
And we stormed the field.
Right.
So it's the flow of the game.
Yep.
Will make a difference on that.
Right.
But Sip's right. I mean, for him to get, a lot of the older crowd onto the field, they're gonna have to get some sort of a pad down there and just whip people over from the south end zone and just throw them over the top of the fence and hope they land safely. It's a pretty good It's a pretty good. And then also you have to have on field stormers, you do have to have better access.
It's hard.
Sean said there is a stairwell to go down. Well, if you field storm through a single file line, that's going to take a while. It's going to take a while to get out there. So you got
about the pace of the field storm.
It's a big push to be able to make the move. So yeah, but it's not an easy stadium.
It's not
for that to be able
to
happen.
Literally jump out of the stands.
Yeah,
but it can't be on the north and south sides.
But you can't go back to the completely like, well, we can't do that because we act like you've been there. There's numerous pictures when Nebraska beat Oklahoma with people hanging on the goalpost.
Right.
There's tons of pictures back in the day of people hanging on the goalpost. I saw it happen myself. I saw it happen live.
Absolutely. And I'm kind of with Sean on this in the cathartic part of it. Nebraska has
therapeutic.
Yeah, Nebraska hasn't won a game like this in, well, he said Oregon, I guess, 2016.
Well, he's right. It's the longest bowl drought in the country.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know that we should act like we're Duke basketball right now and that we're above things like this. Not really. I mean, Nebraska's not really above it right now. So, if they would win on a late field goal or something like that and people, not just students, storm the field, I'd be okay. I'm not gonna write a column that says, you know, a haughty column that says, "Hey, we're above this." Nah, we're not really above it right now.
I think,
and it would be the lead picture the next day on the paper.
Yes,
the field storm would be the lead picture. It would be the lead picture.
It'd
be the number one picture shared across. It would be of the field storming.
Thank you for thinking about the paper.
Their curmudgeons would say, "Wow, that team went 4-8 last year. We'll storm in the field again.
We'll get a chance. We have some major
4-8 this year,
but they were last year. They were.
That's some major breaking news that Jake's going to hit at 7.
We do, yeah.
But 7 a.m. It's very big like that. But just a reminder that this was been we're what 2 months off of when we this was brought up. But this is cleared through the state. The fireworks are legal Saturday night. If you remember, we went over that in great detail. You can shoot off artillery shells once Nebraska wins the game.
Oh, I would encourage
to buy fireworks for the kids to stash. If you remember back during the 4th of July, that was well talked about.
That's right.
And so that's been cleared through the state. So get ready, kids.
That could be fun.
Get some artillery shells out.
Before we get to break, segment two is sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids Farmers. Bex. We know that volume discounts are a major factor this time of year when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Bex provides the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Capitalize on this diversity with one brand, Bex Hybrids. For a full farm quote, go to BexHybrids.com and always remember the three Fs, faith, family, and farming at Bex Hybrids.
A lot of confusion in the fields right now, not only in the fields, but in the business right now for Bex, because generally someone has a pretty good plan what they want to do with their corn. And right now they have so much of it, they're not sure. So people have to diversify a little bit. They don't know where we're going to get rid of all this out. How do we store this much corn?
God.
We've never had this kind of a yield before. It's the top yield in the history of corn. All because of Bex.
In Nebraska. Or elsewhere.
And that's why we had the sweat. We had corn sweat last week.
Corn sweat's a real thing.
It was real deal. It was. When I was driving Friday night late, there was heavy corn sweat and heavy fog everywhere.
So there's an actual problem of where to store the corn.
Where to store the corn because of the size of the giant kernels. Because, their yield is so big. And remember, as Sip pointed out yesterday, harvest started 2 days ago. People in Beatrice told him.
Sip did not point it out. It was pointed out by others.
I got a text about it. Yeah.
Katrinka.
Yeah.
When David. We come back, mailbag and song of the day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.